Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We've been talking lately about online reviews and how useful they are. I'm not a big believer that they're actually that useful. But Tim passed along a story on a related topic from Eater.com, E-A-T-E-R, Eater.com. It's a magazine for those who like to eat. No, it's a restaurant industry. And it's an interesting story. It's related, and it's not quite about online ratings, but it just goes to show you what some people think of ratings in general. A French chef filed a lawsuit regarding Michelin. And for those of you who watch any of the restaurant shows, Gordon Ramsay and so on, you know that the Michelin company rates restaurants. And if they give a restaurant a star, you get a Michelin star. And every year they might come by and decide whether to give you a star or not. And then it's a rolling thing so that if you get enough in a certain amount of time, you can say you're a three-star or a four-star Michelin restaurant. And some restaurants live or die by those star ratings, and some restaurants just don't care. French chef loses lawsuit over Michelin downgrade. So here's what's going on. And a chef in Europe has filed a lawsuit, and this is after his restaurant, La Maison des Bois, was dropped from 3 to 2 stars by Michelin. Now, it wasn't just a drop. Apparently, in the review where they talked about that, they accused him of putting cheddar cheese in his souffle, which apparently is like fighting words in France. Monica Burton wrote the article on Eater.com. Putting cheddar cheese in a French souffle may be a punishable offense to some, but mistakenly accusing a fine dining restaurant of making that mistake is not, at least according to a French court. On Tuesday, French chef lost the lawsuit he filed against Michelin after the dining guide downgraded his restaurant La Maison des Bois from 3 to 2 stars. And that was reported in the New York Times. And again, they downgraded him, but they... writer specifically said, I'm doing this because they went and put cheddar cheese in a souffle. And so his argument was, I don't put cheddar cheese in my souffles. And he's basically saying, I don't mind if you downgrade me, but don't say I put cheddar cheese in my souffle. In September, he sued Michelin, and his allegation was that their accusation regarding the souffle was false. And his position basically is, look, it's a libelous thing to say that I put cheddar cheese in my souffle. The previous year, by the way, his restaurant had earned the guide's highest rating, which is 3 stars. I mistakenly said 4 earlier, it's 3. According to him, the error raised doubts about the competence of Michelin's inspectors and questions around whether an inspector even visited his restaurant. So they denied his allegations and said, look, no, we had a guy go in. And the thing is that you don't know. They don't come in and say, by the way, I'm from Michelin, because they don't want to get treated differently. So he was arguing, saying, look, I should have the right to at least make them prove they were there. Show a receipt or something proving you were there. Because he's saying, I don't even think they showed up. So the primary goal of the lawsuit was to force Michelin to produce documentation, such as receipts or notes, to prove that an inspector had actually eaten at La Maison des Bois. And to clarify the exact reasons behind the 2-star rating, and again, that's according to The Guardian. So this story has been covered by both The New York Times, The Guardian, and Eater.com. The man was only seeking €1 in damages. Now, this is a common thing you'll see where somebody's saying, look, I'm filing a lawsuit on principle. I'm not out for money here. I want to prove a point. And so occasionally you'll see these libel or slander lawsuits where somebody says, I'm seeking this, 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 and this, and oh, by the way, $1 in damages or €1 in damages. In court recently, the man was denied that victory after failing to prove that being demoted in the Michelin Guide had any effect on his business. And he was asked by a local press agency in France how his business was, and he actually said La Maison des Bois had never been busier. So in other words, his business is booming. So apparently the court kind of looked at that and said, look, dude, you haven't been harmed by this. What's your problem? Michelin, meanwhile, though, is demanding about €30,000 in damages and compensation for having to defend the lawsuit. And again, that's loser pay. America, we don't have that generally. But in Europe, they often have it. I know England's got it. Apparently, France has got it. So they're seeking to make him pay their costs in defending the lawsuit. Now, here's the thing. Other chefs have sued Michelin over ratings they've gotten. And they're pointing out in the article that a South Korean chef sued Michelin over an insult they had posted. And according to the chef, the insult was being included in the Michelin guide. So in other words, the guy who runs the restaurant said, I don't want to be in the Michelin guide. Just leave me out of it. And they put him in. And so they had downgraded his restaurant, and he believed that the guidebook's inspectors simply were not equipped to properly evaluate his South Korean cuisine. And so he had asked to be left out of their guide, and they said, no, we're going to include you because we can do that if we want to, and they included him. So now he's suing them. So Monica Burton points out that for years now, chefs have requested that Michelin take back stars awarded at their restaurants, and Michelin refuses those requests. But the chef in France, despite losing his lawsuit, will continue to denounce the guides. I don't want to be part of the Michelin guide anymore, he said to the Times. I don't want to deal with these people. They are bad, bad, bad. Bad. I feel bad saying that because I've had people tell me that they occasionally watch my videos on a big screen TV with their children, their families, and occasionally their dogs. And I'm worried if I say the B-A-D word out loud with the right tone of voice, it might upset the family dog. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? There you go. So, once again, the French chef sued Michelin because they accused him of putting cheddar cheese in the souffle. He lost, and it might cost him 30,000 euros, but it looks like he don't care because business is booming at La Maison des Bois. Story out of eater.com, passed along to me by Tim, written by Monica Burton. Thank you, all of you. And again, good boy, good boy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The best way to predict the future is to create it.